感谢主，今天我们可以有说英文的弟兄姊妹，年轻的弟兄姊妹跟我们一起聚会。
I'm glad we have English translation for the young people today.
很抱歉，我没有注意到今天有英文的，所以我们要不要把英文的你来读一遍，或者我们一起读？我们也为着他们等下领受的时候能够更清楚。我们用英文的话。
We're going to read the whole thing in English one more time. The whole scripture.
来一起跟着，
你看我们就是那个英文有没有英文的？
没有。没有。
来 ，actually I'm not reading that book. James, you want to read it? Chapter three. Oh, one of you guys want to read it?
你们可以一起读，好吧？一起读这样
的，
都是英文，英文的。神的话，我觉得很重要，不要在这里就是听我讲，你要把神的话读进去了，然后再来。
Chapter three. Now Moses was tending the flock at Jethro, his father's father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness, and come to Horeb, the mountain of God.Here the angel of the Lord
appeared to him in flames and fire from the within a bush. Moses was through the bush, but fire did not burn up. I'm going over and see this strange sight. Why does it does not burn up? Lord, what's that?
Moses went
and Moses said, "Here I am.Do not come to any close. That's all the temple. For the place where you are standing is the holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." This is Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look. Moses said, "I have hidden the people.And and I am concerned about their suffering. So I am come down to rescue them here, the Egyptians, and to bring them up." And then flowing the milk of honey, the home of the Canaanites. Goodbye. And I have seen the way of the Egyptians are oppressing them. So I'm sending you to the Pharaoh to bring other objects. But Moses said to her, "Who am I? And I said to the Pharaoh, bring the Egyptians." And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be."
When
you have all these
things,
you will worship
God.
Most of the God. Suppose I go to Israel and say, "The God of your father has sent me to you, and they ask me,
'What is his name?'" Then Moses
says, "I am the God." This is what I'm saying. "I am Moses. Say to the Israelites, the law of the God will be different. Send me to you." This is my name. The name by which I am to be remembered and the generation to generation.
Why did Moses reply the way he did when God asked him to see the Pharaoh?
他说我是什么人，竟然可以去见法老。
He said, "Who am I? That I can go to see Pharaoh."
如果我今天跟苏弟师弟兄讲说，你去跟奥巴马讲一句话。
He sent me to see President Obama.
如果他讲说我是谁啊，我又不认识他，那我怎么能做这件事？
Who am I? How can I go to see the president?
我们觉得很合理。
I think that's a very reasonable reply.
可是现在告诉摩西说，你去告诉法老，要把我的百姓放出来。
I told Moses to go to Pharaoh to say to let my people go.
这个摩西，他在四十年以前，他还是埃及王宫里面的王位接班人。
You know, 40 years ago, Moses was a prince in Egypt.
甚至在八十年以前
80 years ago
他曾经是一个以色列人生出来的婴儿，要逃避法老的追杀的时候，他在河里面流到了法老的女儿的王宫里。
He was a baby that was abandoned by his Jewish mother and broke to the Pharaoh's daughter in the river.
他进入了埃及的王宫以后，使徒行传告诉我们说他学了埃及人所有的一切学问。
The Bible tells us that for 40 years he learned all the knowledge of the Egypt.
他的说话形式大有才能。
He is someone with great ability.
如果我们读历史的话，我们知道埃及在那个时代里面是世界上最强的国家。
If you study history, you realize that Egypt was one of the great powers in the world then.
摩西在那里受了所有的训练，不管是文的、武的，他都是王位的接班人。
Then Moses learned all the knowledge, both military and culture of Egypt, and he's going to be the heir of the throne.
所以我们可以说，摩西的前四十年里面，他心中充满了豪情壮志。
So for 40 years, he is someone who is very ambitious.
可是他四十年以前，有一天，他看到了有埃及人欺负他的同胞。
In 40 years ago, he saw somebody, an Egyptian, abusing one of the Jews.
因为他的妈妈从小就是他的奶妈，就灌输他，让他知道其实他是希伯来人。
Because his mother, his nursing mother was his grandma told him that he was an Israelite.
他也知道他母亲告诉他说，他给他起名叫做摩西，这个名字是要把我的百姓从水里救出来。
And also she told her that your name Moses, because you are someone who could rescue our people.
所以摩西在那个时候心里面，虽然在埃及的王宫里面，可是他以他是他的同胞的救星救主来期许他自己。
So even though Moses was in the palace, he still identified with his people.
所以当他看到埃及人在欺负他的同胞的时候，他一时血气冲动就把那个埃及人打死了。
So when he saw the abusing of the Egyptian animal people, he get angry and killed the Egyptian.
结果换来的结局是什么呢？
So what was the result?
他就逃到了旷野。
He escaped into the wilderness.
因为他知道这些政治的原因，他们会来找他的麻烦。
Because he knows politics, they are going to come after him.
结果他到了旷野里面，有四十年的时间就成了牧羊人。
So for 40 years, he spent in the wilderness become a shepherd.
从一个王子到了一个牧羊人。
From a prince, he became a shepherd.
而且这个牧羊人是到一个什么程度呢？
What kind of shepherd was he?
这里说他已经到了过了四十年的旷野生活。
He spent 40 years in the wilderness.
他还说摩西牧养他岳父叶特罗的羊群。
He looked after his father-in-law's sheep.
他没有自己的羊。
He doesn't have his own sheep.
今天我们打工族的人，我们打了四十年的工的话，可能我们都有一些积蓄。
For all those who have been working for someone else for 40 years, we might save some money.
摩西实在离他的祖宗里面有个叫做雅各的差得太远。
Now, Moses so far away from his ancestor, Jacob.
雅各牧养他岳父的羊群啊，十四年就把他岳父的羊通通变作他的。
Jacob spent 40 years taking care of his father-in-law's sheep, and after that he owned every sheep.
一个十四年就拿到了所有产业。这一个摩西四十年还在牧养他岳父的羊。
After 40 years, Moses is looking after his in-law's sheep.
就在这一天，跟平常的日子一样，摩西无精打采的去牧羊。
So in another ordinary day, he went out to look after the sheep.
可是他在旷野里面，他突然看到有一个很奇怪的现象。
He saw a very strange sight.
就是荆棘篱笆旁边有一群有一堆的荆棘被火烧起来了。
He saw a bush on fire.
其实我们如果到过以色列那个地方的时候，我们知道在旷野里面，如果温度太高，那个荆棘自然着火的话不是太稀奇的事情。
Do you know in the dry land where there is a spontaneous combustion of wood is very common.
可是今天摩西看到的事情却跟平常不一样。
But this time the fire is different.
什么不一样呢？
What is the difference?
就是这个火在那个
不许上面在那个经济上面一直烧的时候，经济既然没有烧掉。
The bush is on fire, but the bush did not get burned up.
这很奇怪。
This is something that's strange.
所以摩西正要过去看的时候。
Moses went over to observe.
这时候有声音告诉他说，摩西，你把你的鞋脱下来。
He heard a voice tell him to take off your sandals.
因为你站的是圣地。
Because you are standing on holy ground.
所以就在这个期间的时候，耶和华神给了他一个任务。
Right at this moment, the God of Israel gave him a mission.
他说你要去把我的百姓从埃及带出来。
He said, "Go and bring my people out of Egypt."
我们读圣经的时候，我们知道这些百姓已经在埃及400年了。
We know from the Bible that they have been spending 400 years there in Egypt.
而且他们的人数从一个家族已经变成了几百万的。这个人口
they grow from a single family to a population of over a million.
埃及人 很有点担心这些以色列人，他们会有一天会起来搞革命。
And the Egyptians are very fearful of them.
所以他们对这些以色列人，他们压迫他们。
So they oppress the Israelites.
这个时候竟然叫摩西去把百姓带出来。
Now God is sending Moses to bring the people out.
你想埃及人会放手吗？
Do you think Egyptians just going to let them go?
我们想想看，林肯在他的时代里面为了解放黑奴。
You know, in the time of Lincoln, when he had the emancipation of the slave,
他遭遇了多少的困难？
There was so much resistance.
可是今天摩西在那个时代里面。他后来是带了差不多有200万人出来啊。
But do you know Moses in the end bring out 2 million slaves?
而且这些都是奴隶，他们根本就没有受过军事训练。
These are slaves that have no military training.
摩西怎么可能去带得动他们呢？
How is he able to bring these people out?
所以我们看到摩西的第一个反应就是说，我是什么人，竟然能够去见法老。
That's why Moses replied, "Who am I that I can bring these people out?"
你看摩西的前面的80年可以分成两个阶段。
In his 80 years, we can see 2 stages in his life.
前面的40年，他是我能，什么事情我都可以。
For the first 40 years, he's on a stage that I am able.
第二个40年，他是我不能。
The second 40 years, that he said, "I am not able."
我连自己的羊都没有。
I don't even have my own sheep.
我要羊走这边，羊也不听话，要走那边。
I can barely lead the sheep to do the right direction.
我以前所受的所有的军事训练，今天用在羊身上，完全没有用。
All the military training I had is useless on the sheep.
我学了埃及人的算术、天象、新闻那个天文学，今天在旷野一点都用不着。
All the knowledge of Egypt I have learned is useless here.
所以摩西这前面的80年里面经历的我能，到了我不能。
So for 80 years, he goes from I'm able to I'm unable.
就在这个时候
，at this time，
神要告诉他说
，God says to him，
其实不是你的
，is not you，
也不是你不能
，is not you are unable，
是我能
，I am able，
神能够
，God is able。
所以神告诉摩西说，是我从天上我看到我的百姓所受的痛苦。
God said, "From heaven, I see the suffering of my people."
我听到他们所发的呼声。
I heard their crying.
我要下来把他们带出来。
I want to come down to rescue them.
我要成全我对你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕所说的话。
I want to fulfill the promise I made to Abraham.
这个民族要成为大族。
These people are going to be a great nation.
所以这神主动的来到了这个世界。
So God take the initiative to come.
他要让摩西看到一个现象。
You want Moses to see one thing.
神能够。
That God is able.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我不知道你有没有注意到，这就是神在我们每一个人身上做事的话。
Indeed, this is the way God works in our lives.
你的生命里面什么时候经历过我能？
When in your life do you experience I'm able?
你的生命里面有没有经历过我不能？
Do you experience that I'm unable?
如果我们一个人一直很顺利，你一直认为你能的时候，你可能就感觉到你不需要福音。
If you have experienced a life of prosperity, you probably will not need the gospel.
可是你如果一直长期的活在我不能的里面，你对谁也失望。
But if you live a long time under a condition of unable helplessness, you probably have no hope in God either.
所以神在我们每一个人身上，其实他要我们经历了我能跟我不能以后，还要看见神能够。
That's why God wants us to experience that we are unable to, or we are able to, also God is able to do.
你可以在圣经上面找到许多神所用的人都经过这个阶段。
We see many people that God used went through the same experience.
我们举例来说，以利亚。
For example, Isaiah.
以利亚在那个时代里面，他前面他可以靠着神，他可以跟耶洗别的850个先知斗法得胜。
Elijah was able to fight all the 800 priests of the king or the queen.
可是当耶洗别告诉他说，你不要走，我明天这个时候我要拿你的头。
But when Queen Isabel told him that I'm going to have your head tomorrow.
他就吓得，他就一个人走了40天，走到山上去。
He ran for 40 days to hide in the mountain.
他告诉神说：“你干嘛要用我？我不胜于我的列祖，我不如在这里死掉算了。
”He said, "God, why do you use me? I'm not like my father. Let me die here."
他从我能到了我不能。
From I'm able to I'm unable.
神怎么再恢复他呢
？How does God restore him?
神给他水喝，给他吃饱了，让他睡觉。然后神在那个微小的有一个微小的声音来苏醒他。
And with a tiny whisper, God awakened him.
神不在那个大风里面，神在那个安静的声音里面告诉他说：“我要差遣你去找以利沙，我要给你找接班人。”
But not in great storm, but in quiet whisper, God told him that I'm going to send you.
不是你能够，是我要叫你来做什么事。
Not because you are able, because I send you there.
我们看到彼得吗
？You see Peter.
彼得曾经，耶稣说，他告诉耶稣说，就是众人都离开你，我总不离开你。
Peter said, even if everybody abandon you, I will not.
我能
，I'm able.
结果到了耶稣要钉十字架的时候。他三次不认主。
The only day of crucifixion, three times he denied knowing Jesus.
所以当鸡叫的时候，他就跑到外面去痛哭，他心中充满了悔恨。
That's why after Lucifer crow, he was so remorseful. He was crying.
可是神没有放弃他。
But God did not abandon him.
神老早就告诉他说，有一天你回头以后，你要兼顾你的弟兄。
So God told him one day, when you turn around, you have to strengthen your brother.
所以神就在那个提比利亚海边的时候，他在那里灰心去打鱼的那天早上，神向他显现。
On the day when he was disappointed going back to fishing, God appeared to him again.
神重新托付他使命，你爱我的羊吗？你牧养我的羊。
God restored him. God said, "Do you love my sheep? Feed my sheep."
一直到五旬节的时候，圣灵降临在他身上，他们这些使徒们得了能力，可以为主舍命。
Until the day of Pentecost, they were filled by the Holy Spirit and full strength.
我们看到同样的，我能，我不能，到神能。
So we see the same pattern. I'm able. I'm not able. Until we see God is able.
圣经里面还有更多的人物。
There are so many other people.
保罗也是一样。
Same with Paul.
我们就不能再一一述说。
That we are not going to be able to go in details.
在你我自己的身上
，In our own personal experience,
有没有这样的经历呢
？Do you have the same kind of experience?
我想我们稍微静默一下，你差不多用半分钟的时间，你想一想看，你生命里面一直到今天，你是不是哪一个阶段经历的我能、我不能跟神呢
？Maybe in a quiet meditation, think of your experience when you experience that I'm able and also the time you are unable.
我个人就想起我自己的经历。
When I recall my own personal experience,
我从小的时候 那个时候很会读书。
When I was a young kid, I was a very good student.
我也很有领导能力，所以我从小学我一直到大学，我在班上在社团里面都是做主要的负责人。
I also show leadership ability. That's why I was always in a top student.
可是，在我考大学，台湾的考大学是叫做联考。
When I take an exam for the university in Taiwan,
在国内的时候叫做高考。
Exam for the college.
他们要有很大的竞争，才能够进到你很少的名额，进到你所想要的填的志愿里面去。
Going to the top school is very competitive in Taiwan.
结果我在那个考试里面失常。
In that exam, I was not going to.
我虽然还是进了一个很不错的大学，可是不是我想要去的那个大学。
I did not make into a college of my choice.
所以我就心里面就开始觉得自己不行了。
I began to feel that I'm really unable.
然后我到了美国。
When I come to the United States.
在美国以前，我在军队里面当了两年的兵。
Before that, I was in the military for 2 years.
这两年的兵把我的所有学的东西通通忘掉。
That 2 year military training took away all my other knowledge.
不要说两年，我进去的一个月的时候就被人家被那个我的长官把我骂的，天天被挨骂。
After that couldn't be in 2 months, I was daily abused by my officer.
如果当过兵的人，我们都知道当兵的时候没有什么道理好讲。
Nothing to argue about with your officer.
他看到你就叫你站在这里跟那个树敬礼，跟那个树敬礼，说长官好，长官好，长官好，你就要做这个事。
You can tell you this is a two or three all day, you have to do it.
所以，经过了我能，又经过了我不能。
From that experience of I'm able to I'm unable.
我来到美国读书。
I come to United States to study.
也经过了一些的难处。
I experienced many difficulties.
可是最大的难处是我要毕业的那一年。
The word is when I was graduating.
那是1982年。
That's in 1982.
那个时候开始要找工作。
It's very hard to find job then.
那时候没有网路。
There's no internet.
你要找工作，你要是找报纸、找期刊，你要一封一封信的自己寄自己的履历片。
You have to go through the classifier and send out letters.
如果我记得不错，我大概在8个月里面，我大概寄了200封出去。
If I remember correctly, within 8 months, I sent out 200 letters.
接到3个电话。
I received 3 replies.
第一个电话太紧张，也不知道人家在讲什么，所以人家也不耐烦就挂断。
The first phone call, he did not understand what I was saying, so he hang out.
挂断我才想起来，这个是大概是来公司给我的电话。
Oh, after he hang up, I realized that was the company that I applied to.
第二个电话来。
The second phone call.
哦，在接电话以前都跟人家都练习了很久啊。
You know, I practiced that phone conversation before it happened.
结果他一问说你有没有绿卡。
He asked me, do you have green card?
我说没有。
I said no.
那对不起，我们就不能找你来谈话。
Sorry, we cannot use you.
又没有。
That's the end.
后来到了第三个电话。
When the third phone comes.
这下子听得懂了，人家也没有问我绿卡的问题，就叫我来谈话。可是我那个时候已经觉得几乎没有希望，因为我的大女儿已经要出生了。那个时候我做了一个人生里面很重要的一个对的决定。就是我已经30岁了。
I'm already 30.
找不到工作没有关系。
I could be without a job.
结了婚能够生孩子，一定要生孩子。
But I must have a child.
不能够耽误我这个因着找工作把孩子不生下。
I don't want to choose job over my.
可是，在那个时候，我太太已经很大的身孕。
The baby is about to come.
我也没有奖学金了。
I have no more scholarship.
所以我们已经决定说，如果再找不到工作，再有一两个月找不到的时候，我们就回到台湾去。
We have already decided if I cannot find a job in another 2 months, we are going to return to Taiwan.
我们相信，我们也依靠神带我们走，就是回去的另外的带领。
We trust God to lead the way.
结果没想到是最后一个电话。
But unexpectedly, this is the phone call.
竟然就是我后来做了十五年工作的地方。
The call that gave me the job for the next 15 years.
你知道当这个电话来的时候，我问他是哪一个公司的时候，我都没听过这个公司。
When I asked what's the company's name, I don't even recall the name of the company.
你知道我们那个时候没有事，八个月找不到事，只寄了200封，所以我把每一个公司的名字都写在我的笔记本上。
No, I write down the name of every company in my notebook.
已经准备好了，就是只要哪个公司告诉我是谁，我大概就知道说是那个公司是做什么，我就要准备好回答他的问题。
So once the company call and I recognize him, I can reply properly.
结果他跟我讲的公司我根本听不懂，然后叫他念给我听，我再去查的时候，我都找不到我寄过这个笔记片。
I don't have the name of the company in my notes.
好了。那我就去谈话了。
So I went to the interview.
结果他问我有我修的课的两门课。
He asked me about the subject I took in college.
你学的好不好啊？
What's your grade?
很不幸，我读我的专业里面那两门课就是都是我拿 C 的两门课。
Unfortunately, those class I got a C.
其他都拿 A.
I got A on everything else.
他哪一个不问，他就问那两门，那两门我就只好告诉他这两门我都不会。
I got to ask you, John, these are my worst subjects.
我很讨厌。
I was so disgusted.
算了，我知道，我也不知道他们，因为这他们要用的就是这两门课的东西，那我这两门课修得不好，所以他问我会不会，我都说不会。
So when they ask me, do you know much about the subject? I say, I just don't know.
因为我也想要回台湾去。
I was already decided to go back to Taiwan.
可是那个时候，我感谢主给了我一个回答。
But I thank God for giving me a correct reply.
我告诉他们说，我虽然不会。
I told them even though I really am not familiar with the subject.
可是我想我可以从头学起。
But I can learn very fast.
我是个很会认真的来做事的人。
I'm a really hardworking person.
那么我也告诉他们，如果你们要我就快点给我答复，因为我已经准备要回台湾了。
I also told him you gotta let me know early because I'm about to go back to Taiwan.
结果没想到我就得到了这个工作。
And they gave me the offer.
那当然，这个工作进去了以后，我就很痛苦了。
That's why when I go in to work, I was suffering.
话也听不懂。
I couldn't understand what they say.
然后工作也不会做。
And I don't know what to do.
哎呀，多少个晚上不能睡觉。
I couldn't sleep many nights.
然后在整个十五年的这个工作的场合经验里头，
我的 15 years，
我能我不能神能，我能我不能神能。
I was able, I was unable, but I know God is able.
就交织的在我的经历里头。
That is the pattern to repeat in my life.
感谢神。
I thank God.
就在这样的一个过程里面，操练了我对神的信心。
From that experience, God trained me to trust him.
那后来，我回应了神的呼召，成为了全职的传道人。
And I respond to God's calling and become a full-time pastor.
那如果你们稍微知道一个牧会的人的，他要过怎么样的日子的话
？If you know the life of a pastor.
我来这里，你们很欢迎我，对不对
？You really welcome me.
可是先知在家里面，本地家里面，人家不看重。
But you know, prophet is not popular in his own home.
那我这样讲，我的弟兄怎么很爱我
？No, indeed, my brothers and sisters love me.
可是我也经历到自己很多的时候挫折，我能，我不能。
But even in the church, I experience I'm unable.
有时候为了跟着弟兄姊妹，我说错了一句话，让他更难过，我真的觉得自己很不是一个好牧者。
Because sometimes because of one wrong word I say, I feel so regretful.
可是有时候看到弟兄姊妹们的生命，因着爱，因着你的鼓励，他们转变了，你心里面非常的喜乐。
Also sometimes experience the great joy of seeing changed life.
所以这就是我们每一个信神的人我们要经历的过程。
These are experience of every believer.
这就好像那个荆棘被火烧着的意象所说的。
It's almost similar to the bushes being burned.
你知道这个荆棘跟火在这里你看到的这个现象代表什么吗？
Do you know what that bushes on fire represents?
我们如果从申命记，就是摩西他自己后来跟着第二代的百姓所说的话，我们知道。
From what Moses told to the second generation of Jews, we learn that.
他在申命记33:16里面，他形容说，那个住在荆棘中，我们要讨那个住在荆棘中上主的喜悦。
He said we must see the God who are in the burning bush.
他说我们要讨那个住在荆棘那个 bush 那个 throne 那个荆棘里面的上主的喜悦。
We must see the God who is enthroned in the burning bush.
在这个烧的荆棘里面的东西是什么呢？
What is within that burning bush?
就是那个火啊。
The fire.
所以神是那个火，是那个能力。
God is that fire, that energy.
那这个荆棘是什么呢？
So what are the bushes?
我就想到了哥林多后书里面保罗说，我们有一个宝贝放在这个瓦器里面。
That's why I remember the Paul said that we have treasure in the clay vessel.
这个瓦器能够包着这个宝贝的时候，为了要显明我们莫大的能力是出于神。
The treasure in the hidden the clay vessel to show forth the power of the God.
所以你看，保罗他讲的意思就是说，我们这一个主的仆人呐、啊，在我们人家看我们的外表其貌不扬，看我们是又什么都不是。
When people look at us, we are just merely ordinary people.
可是我们里面有一个宝贝。
Oh, within us there is a treasure, something precious.
什么时候宝贝可以显出来呢？
When is that treasure going to be manifested?
就是这个瓦器破掉的时候。
When the clay vessel is broken.
这个玉瓶被打碎的时候，香膏就流出来。
When the perfume bottle is broken, the perfume will spread out.
这个荆棘里面有火。
There is fire in the bushes.
这个荆棘代表我们。
We are the bushes.
你承认吗？
Do you realize that?
尤其我们家里面的人。
Especially members in our family.
最能够体会我们就是那个刺，我们就是那个荆棘。
They can understand that we are like stone.
只要一句话不对，我们可以把我们的家人刺到不行。
A wrong word, we can hurt everybody.
我们对教会的人很客气。
We could be very courteous in church.
我们对我们的老板更客气。
We are even more courteous to our boss.
除非你不想做了。
Unless you are ready to quit.
可是我们对我们的太太，我们对我们的丈夫，我们对我们的孩子，我们浑身都是刺。
But to our husband, to our wife, to our children, we are full of thorns.
所以在荆棘里面的火焰代表什么呢？
Full of flame in that bushes.
告诉我们说，这个火发光发亮。可是他不要用我们做材料。所以这个荆棘被火一直烧，它没有烧毁掉。神不是靠我们来发光的。
God did not need bushes to burn.
神自己就发光发热发能力发爱，可是他只是用着我们来彰显他的荣耀。
God does not need bushes to burn, but he used us to manifest himself.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
my dear brothers,
今天摩西在旷野看到了这一个异象。
Today in the wilderness, Moses saw this a strange sight.
神要让我们看到，不是我们能，是神能。
Because God wants us to realize that it's not we are able, but He is able.
而且为什么神能够呢？
Why is God able?
因为我们要经过我不能。
Because we must first go through that we are unable.
而且我们的眼光放在主的身上的时候，
our eye must begin to turn to God.
神就能够。
He will be able.
我们接下来看这刚刚的这一大段经文里面，神怎么介绍他自己呢？
Let's go to look at how God introduced himself.
摩西问神说，我怎么介绍你，你是谁啊？
Moses said, who are you? How am I supposed to introduce you?
神说，我是自由永远。
God said, I am who I am.
中文这个翻译的不好。
The Chinese translation is not very good.
英文说 I am who I am， 这个意思就是说我就是，我就是，不是过去，是现在，是我现在，我就是你，你有任何问题，我就是，我就是答案。
那 mean I am。
所以神告诉他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，我是以撒的神，我是雅各的神。
That's why God said, I am the God of Abraham, God of Jacob, God of Isaac.
他不是说 I were, I was, I was。他不是说以前的事情，我今天还活着，我今天还是亚伯拉罕，你们祖宗的神。
He said, today I'm still the God of Abraham, I'm still God of Isaac。
这一句话在旧约里面说了很多次。
This was repeated so many times in the Old Testament。
在新约里面，耶稣也一再的引用这一句话。
This is a word, a phrase that God, Jesus repeatedly used。
在马太福音22章里面的32节，耶稣怎么说呢
？In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus said,
我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
He said, I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
I'm not the God of the dead, but rather the God of the living.
所以神今天在这为什么一直在说的亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各
？That's why today I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac.
很多读经的人告诉我们说，这三个人物里面有神的工作在里头。
Many people tell that God is going to work through these three persons.
亚伯拉罕所代表的是圣父的拣选跟呼召。
Abraham represents the chosen people of the Father.
他把亚伯拉罕从乌尔地呼召出来。
God called him out of the land of Ur.
对于以撒是代表圣子子神耶稣基督的顺服。
The Isaac represents the submission of the son.
不是吗？他的父亲把他献在坛上的时候，他就乖乖的上了祭坛。
The mother sacrificed Isaac, for willingly.
那么雅各代表什么呢
？So what does Jacob represent?
代表着圣灵的管制，圣灵的工作。
Jacob represents the tempting of the Holy Spirit.
雅各是一个非常诡诈的
人，
他这一生受尽了圣灵的对付。
All his life he was under the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
可是我们如果把这三个人，我们也从这个我能我不能神能的角度来看的话，
If we go through that three stage of experience,
我们发现这每一个人身上都有这同样的经历。
We see everybody went through a similar stage.
亚伯拉罕他被称为信心之父。
Abraham was called the father of faith.
当神把他呼召出来的时候，他满怀着信心出了加勒底的乌尔。
When God called him out of the land of Ur, he was full of faith.
当神可是后来神告他到了那个迦南地的时候，他发现他那个生活有问题了。
When he come to the land of Canaan, he encountered difficulty.
他下埃及去。
He went down to Egypt.
他的太太非常的漂亮。
His wife was a beautiful lady.
他为了要保命，他就说谎了。他说他的太太是他的妹妹。
To save his own life, he lied about his wife that she's my sister.
所以他从有信心又变成没有信心。
From a man of faith to be someone who had no faith.
他又靠着自己的聪明，神告诉他说：“我要给你个儿子。”可是他算来算去没有希望。
God said, "I promise to give you a son, but after calculating, there is not much hope."
所以他就娶了他的使女夏甲，来生出了一个以实玛利。
So he took his concubine to get to have a baby.
所以这个造成了他后面无穷的困难。
This created so much difficulty later on.
一直到他晚年的时候，他的信心又被神所磨练了。
At the end of his life, again, his faith was trained by God.
他靠着神，他相信神叫他把他独生的儿子献上。
When God asked him to give his only son,
罗马书里面说，他把他儿子献上的时候，他还深信神必能从死里得回他的儿子。
In the book of Romans, the Bible says that even as he gave sacrifice to Isaac, he knows God is going to raise him up from the dead.
所以我们看了亚伯拉罕这一生，我能我不能神能。
So in Abraham's life, we see the stage of I am able, I am unable.
那以撒有什么特点呢
？How about Isaac?
以撒他是个老实人。
Isaac is a very honest person.
他也很听话。
He's a submissive person.
他连他的太太都是他爸爸替他安排的。
Even his wife was chosen by his father.
而且他人家来，他在他在挖井的时候，在耕地的时候，只要人家来抢他的地盘，他就退，他就让。
Even when he was digging his well, other people wanted to just give it up.
所以我们看到以撒好像是一个很听话的人。
So I think he's a very complying person.
可是我们读圣经中，我们发现以撒在晚年的时候也做了一件很糊涂的事。
We also see he did something foolish and near the end of his life.
就是神已经告诉他跟利百加说，将来这个大的要服侍小的。
Even though God told him the elder will serve the younger.
可是他不喜欢这个小的。
He doesn't like the younger.
他就要想办法要把祝福，本来要给神要给小的祝福，他要想办法给大的。
The blessing that for the younger son, he wants to give it to the older one.
因着他的偏心。
Because of his preference.
搞得他这个兄弟两个都要差点家破人亡。可是感谢神，当以撒他发现他错了的时候，当那个老大再回来跟他的爸爸哭着说，都是我的弟弟骗了你，求你再把福气给我。
When the older brother come back and cried to him, please bless me again.
以撒他知道他错了。
Isaac knew that he was wrong.
因此他虽然他给他的儿子以扫在祝福的时候，
even as he blessed him,
他没有把给雅各的祝福拿回来。
He did not retrieve the blessing of Jacob to him.
他最后为着他的老大祝福的时候，他是顺从了神的旨意。
He blessed Esau just the way God wanted him.
那么雅各又是怎么样呢？
So how about Jacob?
雅各他是从小到大都是我能。
Jacob is a person who is always been very capable.
他骗他哥哥。
He deceived his brother.
他骗他爸爸。
He deceived his father.
他跟他的岳父斗。
He fight with his in-laws.
后来家庭里面又搞了几个老婆。好。
And then he got several wives and a lot of family struggle.
这么一个聪明的人，诡诈的人，他就活在痛苦的里面。
This smart and crafty person lives in pain.
一直到了他的后来，他知道他的哥哥要来找他，要来报仇了。
Until the day he realized his older brother is coming to revenge.
他心里面担心的不得了。
He was so afraid.
就在见他哥哥的前一天晚上，天使来跟他摔跤。
The night before he meets his brother, there's an angel come to wrestle with him.
他非常厉害，连圣经上说，连那个使者天使都胜不过他。
Even the angel can barely overcome him.
可是最后他终究还是被天使摸了一把，他的脚瘸了。
But in the end, he was crippled by the angel.
这么一个能的雅各，终于变成不能。
If able, capable, Jacob become an unable person.
而且不能到什么程度呢？
He was unable to such a degree.
他不只是在天使面前不能。
Not only before angels.
当他哥哥带着人马过来的时候，他怕得要死，他把他的太太、儿子、财物、仆人分成了几顿去见他哥哥。
As he come to face his brother, he divide his people into three different groups.
圣经里面说他一连七次的向他哥哥跪拜。
The Bible says that seven times he bowed down to his
求他哥哥的原谅。
我们看到雅各从我能到我不能，这经过了几十年的磨练。
From this I'm able to I'm unable, they are the decades of training.
后来又被他的儿子欺骗。
In the end, he himself was deceived by his son.
他以为他失去了约瑟。
He thought he had lost Joseph.
没想到在晚年的时候，他到了埃及。圣经里面说他到晚年的时候见法老的时候，
When he come and he met Pharaoh,
他不是一个以这个奴隶去讨粮食的身份来见法老。
He come to Pharaoh not as a beggar looking for food.
当他见法老的时候，圣经说他扶着杖为法老祝福。
The Bible tells he hold his staff and he bless Pharaoh.
圣经上说只有位份大的为位份小的祝福啊。
You know, only in the Bible, the greater person bless the lesser one.
所以我们看到雅各他最后终于明白了神能够。
Because in the end, Jacob realized God is able.
所以我们看到这三个人物里面同样的充满了我能我不能神能。
We see that in only three people, person, God,
圣经里面所记载这些事情都是作为我们的鉴定。
These are lessons for us to learn.
神拣选以色列人做他的子民。
God has chosen the Israelites to be his people.
神也从外邦人当中拣选我们做他的子民。
God also chosen us from our own Gentile.
所以今天在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各身上所发生的事情都是作为我们的见证。
That's why the thing that happened to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the lesson for us to learn.
那么我们从神的旨意怎么来看这件事情呢？我们怎么从神的旨意来看他拣选亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各呢？
How are we going to learn about God's will from these lessons?
原来神在这些人物身上所做的事情也是反映在我们的身上。
Because what God has done in these people are going to be done on us.
神告诉摩西说，我下来，我听到我的百姓的呼声。
Because God told Moses, I come down, I heard the cry of my people.
我把他们要从埃及法老的手下救出来。
I want to rescue them from the hand of Pharaoh.
使他们能够在这山上侍奉我。
So they can come to this mountain to worship me.
所以这就是神做工的所有的方法。
These are the way that God works.
今天神在你我身上让我们经历的这些。
Today in our life, we experience the same thing.
神希望有一天我们能够侍奉他。
So that one day we can all come to serve him.
我们能够明白我们人是不可靠。
He wants us to realize we are unable.
所以从人的体验来看，我们要必须知道我们不能。
That we got come to realize we are not able.
而只有真正能够依靠神的。
Indeed, that we want to depend on God's ability.
在启示录里面
，In the book of Revelation,
讲到将来新天新地圣城的建造都是金银宝石。
You talk about a holy city, the heaven, full made of gold.
你知道这些宝石要能够成为可以用的材料，他们要经过多少的磨练吗？
Do you know all these precious stones got to be went through so much?
这就是神在我们每一个我们神所拣选的人身上要做的事情。
This is the thing that God will be doing in our life.
不仅亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的经历
，Not only these are experienced for us, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob，
也坐在我们每个人的身上。
It will happen to every one of us。
弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters，
我信息就要结束在这里。
My message going to come to an end。
最后几句话
，The last thing I want to say to you。
如果今天你还活在我能够
，If today you are still living under the impression that I'm able。
你要有一个预备
You be prepared.
神爱你，他迟早会让你碰到我不能。
God will let you realize that you are unable.
如果你现在一直在失望，你觉得我什么都不是。
If you are living under great disappointment, not be so unable.
神要告诉我们说，你要转眼看耶稣。
Again, God tell you, turn your eye on Jesus.
神可以。
Because He is able.
只有当我们眼目看到神能的时候。
As we turn our eye and see that He is able,
我们得到真正的福音。
That's when we receive the gospel.
求神恩待我们。
And God bless us.
但愿我们自己回想我们这一生到今天。
As we read back to our life,
不是我能够。
It's not that we are able.
也不是我不能。
It's not that we are unable.
实在说是神的。
Indeed, because He is able.
请我们低头，我们一起。恩主，我们感谢你在我们每一个人身上的工作。
Praise God, we thank you for all the work you've done in our life.
我们谢谢你今天也让我们可以一家一起来领受这个信息。
That we can come together as a family to receive this message.
尤其不管是年轻的或年长的。
Whether we are old or young.
当我们明白你做事的法则的时候。
As we understand the way you work.
我们的眼目就不看在我自己的身上。
We will not look at ourselves any longer.
求你帮助我们转眼触目耶稣。
Help us to turn our eye toward Jesus.
你是我们的神。
Because you are my God.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
我们信靠。
We trust in you.
你在我们身上有你最好的旨意。
You have your best word in our life.
我们这样感谢祷告。
We thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus. Amen.